How's it going, everyone? Welcome to the Bound Together, episode 4. Today we have a very special episode where we're comparing SDA school and non-SDA school. Right here to the left of me, I have two guests. I have AJ and I have Natalie. So let's start with AJ. AJ, if you want to just give a little brief introduction of yourself, you know, let's give your age, you know, what church you go to, and then just a little bit something about you.
All right. Well, I'm AJ. I'm 18. I am a member of the Worcester Central Spanish Church, and I currently attend Worcester State University. And I guess a fun fact is I play basketball.
And Natalie, if you want to do the same thing.
I'm Natalie. I am 17. I was born in Brazil, and I moved to the U.S. 10 years ago. I go to the Brazilian Portuguese Lancaster Church, and I play three sports, but my favorite one is flag football.
Wow. Does SLA provide flag football, or is that something you do outside?
Yes, SLA has flag football.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
that's great. How long have you guys had that flag football team?
1 year.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, but it was back 20 years ago, and then it's back.
Oh, okay. And you being born in Brazil, like, how is it now being in the States?
It's very different. I went to Adventist school in Brazil, and I started off in public school here, and then I moved to SLA 3 years ago.
Okay. And do you like SLA?
I love SLA. Yeah. And it's a small community, and a lot of people don't like it, but I personally love it.
Okay. Well, let's get started with the questions. First, I'm going to ask AJ, like, how do you manage to live out your faith in a public school setting?
I think it all starts with my relationship with Jesus, you know, on a personal level, and always being bold. I think no matter the setting, people have got to see that, hey, that's a follower of Christ. And again, that all comes from, you know, it's not your participation in church. It's not anything that you do on the outside. All those are fruits, you could say, but it all starts with, where does that personal relationship with Jesus come from? And I think just remembering that, so whenever I go out, like, I know right now, I'm portraying Christ in some sort of way, either good or bad, but I want to make it a good image.
And what challenges do you face as, like, you know, an Adventist going to a public school?
Definitely, like, the criticism, I guess, and the different point of views, because unlike in a church setting when, you know, generally everybody has the same kind of morals or beliefs in the Bible or in Jesus. But when you're at school, one, nobody really talks about their faith, so you don't know where they're coming from. And two, just the other kind of things that you see, like, oh, you know, that's something that I don't really want to be around.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But definitely from experiences or talking to people, people have, I guess you could say, criticize or make jokes, and that's challenging because it's like, oh, this is what I believe, this is what I know is true, and that's why I go back to saying, like, you got to be bold, you got to stand in what you know is the truth, which is Jesus.
And, like, I feel like, obviously, I went to a public school and I still go to a public school, but it comes to a point where you can talk about other topics. But when you start talking about religion, it's such, like, a sensitive topic in public school that it gets nipped in the butt right away.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you can't talk about that. And it's like, whatever happened to, like, freedom of speech or anything like that?
Right.
So I could definitely see that as a challenge, you know, I face myself. Let's talk about Natalie. Saying that, like, obviously you go to an Adventist school, what's your favorite part about attending that school?
Different from what AJ said, at SLA, 98% of everyone is Adventist. So the conversations about religion and your values and beliefs are very real. Like, everyone pretty much believes what you believe and values what you value. So when you're having those conversations, it's more like not controversial, but they're adding to what you believe in. They are always like strengthening your faith and bringing you closer to Jesus. And another part where I love SLA is the teachers. You can always reach out to them about not only your classwork, but I'm talking about your spiritual growth, especially my religion teacher, because I'm student association pastor, so I'm always with him, and we're always having debates about the Bible, and he's always encouraging me and helping me and showing me verses and this and that, and it's just very comforting.
So let's actually go into that, like, conversation. Like, how, I mean, granted, I never went to an SDA school, but how does faith get incorporated with school?
Let me give a few examples. Like, in my sophomore year, we were studying English literature, and she incorporated writing a sermon into, like, the essay format, which I thought was so clever and so helpful, because I got asked to preach, and I didn't really know where to start. So her showing me how to write a sermon helped me preach that, like, a month after that. And in science, science and the faith, she's always incorporating the faith to science, because there's so much controversy of science and religion and creationism and all of that, and she's very eye-opening to how it both goes together, or history, where we believe certain things that historians don't, and they're always putting in the SDA beliefs.
I've always thought about, like, especially when you said science, like, what do SDA teachers talk about, like, when they talk about creation, stuff like that? But you put it in a nice way that honestly kind of, like, makes me want to wish that I went to an SDA school or going into high school. But honestly, that's so cool. That is so cool how they incorporate, you know, faith into, you know, little assignments like that. And obviously, like we talked about, you know, you deal with a lot of challenges going to a public school. Besides, like, the criticism, is there anything else that you've experienced, AJ?
Well, I could name some good things that have happened.
Yeah.
I guess this goes into my journey with Christ as well. I remember the summer before senior year started, I realized the importance of actually having a personal relationship with Jesus. And those first 3 years of high school, I had been with the same group of people. I guess you could say they weren't of the greatest influence, but that was my friend group. And so I remember before senior year started, I looked at my schedule, because at Tech we have two different, like, weeks. Like, you're with one group this week, you're in shop, but I was in electrical, and then the other week you switch and you're doing, like, your academic classes. And so I saw my schedule, and I realized I was the only one who got switched. And I was pretty
upset.
Yeah. Like, almost pissed off, because I'm like, you know what, God, I just started this with you, and now you're just steering my life in a whole different direction that I didn't ask for. But then I realized, you know, maybe it's for the better. And down the road, like a couple of months later, you know, I met a good couple, you know, friends. And I remember one day that I'm walking in the cafeteria, I'm talking to somebody about the Bible. And that kind of spread to the rest of my class. And somebody asked me, like, hey, I heard you were being a pastor over there. I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I heard you talking about the Bible with, you know, so-and-so. I was like, oh. And so they started asking me questions. And I remember somebody started testing me, like, huh, what about this? What about that? I was like, so I answered the questions. And I'm like, oh, okay, we can talk then, you know? So that kind of spread into a group conversation. And it was almost like a mini Bible study, which is, you know, when I've told this to other people, they're like, in a public school? So it's kind of like the idea, like you said, you can't talk about those things in public school. But what was crazy to me was one of my good friends now, he joined the conversation, and he was asking questions, and at the end, he was like, oh, wow, you know what's crazy? He's like, this morning was the first time that I downloaded the Bible app, because I was curious about what it said.
Wow.
And I was like, then I just, you know, had a flashback to, you know, that time when I was pissed off about, you know, you took away my, you know, my
your good chance, friends, yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. But then I saw, I was like, you know, this was the good that God was, you know,
providing for you, you know, right. To change those and touch those, like, hearts and souls and stuff like that. Right. That's honestly the beautiful thing about, obviously, not going to an SDA church is, I mean, school, is that you're able to touch a lot more hearts than compared to where an SDA school, everyone's pretty much a believer over there. So I would kind of say for AJ, you know, how do you incorporate faith with, like, school, you know, like, decision-making, like, obviously, like, you know, no cheating or, like, you know, no studying Friday nights or Saturday mornings. Like, how do you sometimes, you know, we have projects in college.
Yeah.
How do you work around that when it comes to, like, you know, going to Bible study or, like, studying your Bible or, like, waking up and, like, having that one-on-one relationship with God?
Yeah. Well, my favorite verse in the Bible is Matthew 6:33, and it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And, like, the verse before that, Jesus is talking. Like, some people ask, you know, what shall we eat? What shall we wear? Like, things that people sometimes worry about. So, just thinking about that, you know, if I'm worrying about, you know, my homework or worrying about, oh, I got to get to this appointment or I got to get to work, I got to manage all this, it's reminding me, like, hey, seek me first and I'm going to provide. So, you know, and I've even heard from people who have talked to other people of different religions, and they said, like, oh, but, you know, why do you incorporate Jesus into everything? Like, Jesus doesn't have to be a part of everything, you know? Just do your own thing and blah, 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 you know? Keep Jesus at home. Like, well, it reminds me of what it says in the Bible. It says, you know, in all things, do it for God. You know, do it for him. And, well, if it's saying all things, then that means, you know, work, school, you know, your hobbies, when you're with your friends. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because when you do that, he's going to provide. Like, how I saw, like, when he took, you know, away my good group of friends, he turned that into a good thing. Why? Because I seek them first. So, you know, with, like, the cheating or, you know, the not studying on Sabbath, I don't see those things as, like, something that's going to hinder my growth, but something that's really going to excel me into what God has planned for me. So.
Dude, honestly, like, this man's so wise. This man is 18 years old. Think about that. He's 18 years old, and he's talking like this. Like, honestly, the Holy Spirit is working in you, brother, and I absolutely love it. Like, it's crazy that, like, I'm sitting next to you. I'm almost 6 years older than you. And I'm thinking, like, dude, this man is so smart and so wise. And honestly, it's just the Lord working through you. Like, seriously. So, you know, I give you a lot of credit for that. And obviously incorporating your faith in school. And obviously not only school, but, like, everything else that you do.
Yeah.
You know, I wake up every single day. I'm like, what's AJ going to put for the verse of the day? So I love that, AJ. I love that. Let's go back to Nally. You know, I feel like some SDA schools get a little bit of a bad reputation for, like, you know, the education not being, like, as good as public schools. How do you think that the SDA church or school, you know, gets you ready for, like, the next level, so, like, college?
I would agree with that. Sometimes the education isn't first, because what they're putting first is God.
Right.
So, I feel as if SLA, at times prioritizes God not as much as they should with education, but they're looking in the long run, what is your relationship with God look like, not what's your education or how smart you are going to be, is what I think.
Which is kind of what AJ's pretty much saying, which is, like, You know, you incorporate God first, and then everything else will fall into place. Right. Which is honestly, like, kind of, like, a beautiful thing of, like, thinking about it. Besides that, like, I see, like, obviously SLA has always been, I feel like, always been, like, a basketball school. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like now it's leaning towards, like, soccer and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, what extracurricular activities do you like to do in SLA?
It's definitely developing, like, flag football that started last year. They tried to lean towards non-contact sports, and flag football came up, and there was a lot of interest, and we were invited by the Patriots to go play at Gillette. So we went to do that, and I made the state all-star team.
Okay.
This isn't about me. soccer, for sure, they had a rough season this year, but it's definitely an activity. Varsity girls... girls and boys basketball, which we go to a Texas event every year, bringing schools all over the U.S. together. We have Vespers there, we talk about God, and we play basketball till 3 a.m. We also have, men's volleyball and girls volleyball. And we have National Honor Society, like every school, and robotics club.
You guys have Voce, too, which is honestly so beautiful.
We go on tour. This year, we're going to Puerto Rico.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that. There's a lot of retreats with Voce, and especially with the senior class, because the senior class is the one that's going to leave, so they're going to make sure that we're ready for the world when we go.
That's, like, the good thing, which I was going to say. That's, like, the good thing that I like about SLA is that, like, yeah, it is a smaller school, but, like, you obviously connect more with your classmates. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, obviously, my friends from church, some of them went to SLA, and they would talk to me about, like, their Voce trip, and, like, what is it, like, the boys do, like, a kind of, like, a camping, or does everyone do that for senior?
Yeah, senior,
like,
survival.
Senior survival.
Yes.
Where, like, they literally go camping without phones or anything like that for, like, a week.
Yeah.
And they have to survive.
Yes.
I could not picture doing that when I was in high school.
I couldn't either.
Well... how did you do?
Yeah.
How did you do?
So it's 10 days in the woods, and you're not supposed to bring phones, but, you know, some people still do. You have to build your own toilet in the middle of the ground, in dirt. And you, when you use it, you have to put dirt on it. And we read the last 6 chapters of The Great Controversy, which were so eye-opening. There's a chaperone there named Miss Archella. When she speaks, you can see the Holy Spirit through her. And it was very comforting to hear her talk about the Great Controversy. And at the end of the days, you put all what you learned about it, and they do an ultimate test as if you were being persecuted.
Wow.
It's insane. It's probably the best experience I've ever had.
That's so crazy. What did they do? Just, like, kind of torment you for, like, a little bit? Or do they just, like, kind of, like, judge you? Like, what do they say? Like,
it's kind of in the middle of the day, and they take you somewhere, and there's the chaperones act as if it's different every year, but the chaperones acted like they were Catholic, and so they were questioning us about Sunday and Sabbath, and thankfully one of us had our Bibles to use at the end of times, and we had to also put our first aid stuff that we learned into in it, because, like, you know, we are pathfinders and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so a tree had fallen down, and it was, like, real, like, people were getting hurt, and we had to help them with the resources, just like it's going to be.
Right.
So
wow,
very nice.
That's so cool, honestly. Yeah. And then obviously, like, your Puerto Rico trip, and it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that, like, as bad as SLA and, like, other SDA schools do get, like, a bad reputation, it's great to see, like, obviously the young generation grow up together, and it's kind of beautiful to see.
Can I add on to that?
Of course.
Like you were saying, like, how they get a bad rep about the academic side. One, I wouldn't even say, like, some people make it sound like it's terrible.
Seriously. You know? Seriously. But
this, like, what you're sharing is, like you said, they're looking past that. They're looking at eternity, really. You know, they're preparing you for eternity with God, and that's something I wish I had, you know? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Like AJ said, I feel like, and obviously we've shared it before, but honestly, SDA schools do really get bad reputation.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, and granted, like, to be honest, I didn't go to an SCH like school because I played football. And obviously SLA doesn't like have like a football team or anything like that. So that's why like I didn't go. But I feel like when I was in high school, people would talk about like, oh, but like they're only gonna go to like an SDA, like Adventist like university. Like they're not gonna be able to get into like good schools or anything like that. And I think the year like above me, I think the valedictorian like was like Sue, I forgot her name, but she was in my friend Michael's class, and she could have gone to like any school, like any school, like anywhere. Like SATs were off the charts and stuff like that. And it's like, why are you comparing like both schools? Like, just honestly be glad that like the SDA school is molding these minds.
Yeah.
And not only that, but like helping in like the long term with like church, you know. I wish I was taught in school how to preach. You know, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I was given that opportunity. Like, I'm saying something at a church this Saturday, and I'm scared because I've never done it. Like, I wish I had that opportunity at school. So.
And I would just like to add, in our finance class this year, or last year, we were taught how to incorporate tithes and offerings into our expenses. So I thought that was amazing.
What advice would you give, like, I would say for you, Natalie, what advice would you give like an outsider that is like thinking about going to SLA? Like, what would you say to them to like get them interested?
I would say if you are looking for a school that will strengthen your bond with God, and it's not that the academics are awful, but it's just not their priority. If you're looking for a school who's going to strengthen your bond with God, and if you want to do extracurriculars and you're an SDA, but you don't want to participate on Fridays and Saturdays and share your beliefs and values with other people who think the same as you, SLA is the place for you.
Okay. I like that. Amen. And for you, AJ, what advice would you give, like, for example, like we talk about public school, you touch a lot of hearts. What advice would you give a non-believer in a public school about trying to navigate their faith or getting into it?
I think it's what I've been saying all this time, you know, be bold.
And have that relationship.
Yeah. Have that relationship with God. And it all starts with where it's just you and Him. It's you and, you know, your prayer life. It's you and reading the Word. And I believe through that, you'll see Him work in your life and in ways you haven't seen before. And that includes, you know, when you're in a public setting. I would also say, don't let the environment change you. You know, just because you're in a public school with non-believers or people who may challenge you, believe that God's by your side. You know, if God is for us, who can be against us? So knowing that, seeking Him first, being bold, all things are going to work for good. And that's a promise from God.
Well, I thank you both for obviously sharing your opinions and obviously sharing, you know, your experiences at school. You know, obviously, we're all Adventists, so it's great to see, like, both sides, you know, someone that goes to an SDA school and someone that doesn't go to an SDA school. But obviously, I just want to thank you both for being with us, you know, giving your side. And I would definitely say, if you're thinking about going to an SCA school, do it. Do it.
Nike sponsor.
That's so good. But before we end the episode, I do want to say thank you to our viewers. If you're interested in buying some merch, we do now have merch. You know, it's a Bound Together shirt where we have our logo on the front, and then we have the same logo on the back. So obviously, check it out on our website, and just thank you for your support. If you could like, comment, subscribe, anything would help the channel. So thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.